Welcome to Contact Point, the podcast that brings together specialists from TTI and our supplier colleagues from Phoenix Contact with discussion, information, and insights on the newest technologies helping the world move to an all-electric society. And now, Contact Point.
Thanks, Jim, and welcome everybody to Contact Point with myself, John Sandy from TTI, and today we have Colin Long from Phoenix Contact. Colin is a lead product marketing specialist. Welcome, Colin.
Hey, John. Thanks for having me on today.
Why don't we start with maybe telling our audience a little bit about who Colin is and what you do at Phoenix Contact?
I've been with Phoenix Contact now for a little over 2 years. I'm a lead product marketing specialist, and I handle specifically our PCB terminal blocks and connectors portfolio. A little bit about me. I actually have kind of a non-traditional route to the electronics industry. I spent 3 years in the food industry as an account manager there, but I had my first glance into electronics growing up. My dad worked in the electronics industry for a competitor of ours for about 40 years. So remember when I was younger, going to his take your son to work day and seeing all the different manufacturing plants and all the different connectors that they made.
And interestingly enough now, so some of your competitors in the food industry are probably now customers of ours jointly, I would imagine.
Absolutely.
Why don't you expand on the role that you do inside of Phoenix and explain to our listeners exactly what that entails?
So it is a bit of a complicated role for the title. I would say from a marketing standpoint, that takes about anywhere from 40 to 50% of my time, but a lot of it is product management and helping manage our robust portfolio of terminal blocks and connectors. And that includes coming out with new products, helping those new product launches, and also maintaining our already long trusted portfolio of terminal blocks and connectors there.
Obviously, on the device connectivity side, if I'm looking at terminal blocks, that's obviously what Phoenix is probably best known for, and a lot of our listeners may only know them for that. So the responsibility for maintaining that range and developing that range is a big one. Why don't we talk a little bit about the journey that Phoenix is on at the moment on some of the new products and talk about maybe some of the innovations that have come out in the last maybe 6 to 12 months?
So I'm going to start with kind of where we came from and where we're at today, and then move into what's coming from us, whether it's later this year or next year. So my portfolio specifically is just the PCB terminal block and connector side. Here at Phoenix, we consider a PCB terminal block as a one-piece fixed solution of the board, and connectors being that two-piece pluggable solution, which we make for all sorts of different applications. We range in size from 2.5 millimeter pitches all the way up to 20 millimeter pitches, whether it's for control or power or signal type applications. And we also have a multitude of termination technologies, and that's varying from your classic screw termination to an innovative spring termination. We also have cost-effective crimp solutions and insulation displacement technology also. Chances are, if you need a connector for any type of wire to a board or wire to wire, we have some sort of solution for you. I'm proud to say that I help support the world's largest portfolio of PCB connection technology, and we've been doing it for well over 50 years. From as far as what's new, we like to be a major innovative player in the market, and I think some of our new products really showcase what we have going on here. We recently just branched out and added a whole new lever terminal block and connector portfolio. We did have some lever product that was just fixed to the board, only that one-piece terminal block solution. And starting 2 years ago, we kind of did an overhaul of that portfolio to add several additional center lines and also add a whole pluggable side to that as well. One of the biggest benefits of that levered product line is it does kind of fall under spring termination technology, but you're going to see a lot of time savings, ease of use. If you have a ferrule or solid wire, you can simply insert that into the connector without actually having to open the lever, and you're going to have a solid, robust termination every time. We also added to the company's PushX portfolio. So last year, our DynRail terminal block team came out with PushX, a very innovative termination technology that is a type of mousetrap cage, if you will. We actually are bringing that to the PCB connector side. So actually, as of now, those connectors are available. They are on a 3.5 millimeter pitch, and they are tool-free, whether you're using a stranded, solid, or ferruled wire.
So a lot of options there, Colin. Appreciate the quick overview for us. If I'm a design engineer and I'm looking at how to get a wire onto a board, and I'm used to maybe historically just thinking in terms of a screw terminal block, and now I'm looking at the it's possible that there are levered options or this push X technology, which may well be the first time I've heard that, obviously, in the market today. What are the pros and cons, and what should I be looking for to help me make my decision, and maybe how can Phoenix contact help me find my best solution?
The best part about Phoenix Contact is that, depending on what termination technology you or the customer wants to use, chances are we're going to have it. Screw historically for us has been a huge player in the U.S. Most of our sales come from screw termination technology type products. It's trusted. It's been used for years. And a lot of our engineer customers love these products. One thing to keep in mind from a pros versus a cons of going between screw and spring is screw is, like I said, the trusted, been around the block type product. Spring can help bring your product up in terms of a time savings aspect, in terms of a field wireability aspect. A lot of our spring options actually are completely tool-free, whether it's levered or push-X. And we do have some spring that do require some form of a screwdriver in order to take the wire out of its terminal point there. But your biggest benefit from moving to a spring-type solution is going to be your time savings and your ease of use.
I'm talking in terms of reliability is very much going to be guaranteed no matter which way I go. And I'm going to move away from screw. I'm looking at maybe ease of maintenance, ease of installation, and time savings. Is that kind of a quick summary of what we've gone through there?
You're correct. And whether you as a customer decide to stick with screw and continue to use that or try your feet in the water with spring, the plus side is too, we have all sorts of additional options, whether it's color coding, printing, you name it, to help with field wireability and to make it easier for a local installer on an application or a project to be able to make sure that they're terminating these wires in the correct place and also doing it in the safest manner.
And Colin, you bring up a good point there on the value add side and the ability for you to do customizations. Is that available across the entire range?
It is available across whether it's screw, whether it's crimp, whether it is spring, certainly customize. If you have a thing in mind or a project in mind where you need a specific color or you need a specific printing, please don't hesitate to bring it to us, and we will absolutely take a look and see what we can do to help.
That's a good point for our audience to remember. Obviously, a lot of standard products available out there through our distribution partners, but also all this customization is available as well. So, Colin, that's a good overview of the terminal blocks and the different technologies that Phoenix is moving into and has available now for the customers. If we come back and maybe talk about the two-piece connectors and the connectivity side of things a little bit, is there a quick update you can give us there on what Phoenix Contact offers today and why I should be looking at Phoenix?
So from the connector side, most of our newer product that we have coming later this year and next year are from that two-piece solution. So our XPC, our PushX technology, is going to start on a two-piece solution, so plug and header. And one of the biggest benefits to not only that, but our new levered two-piece solutions as well, is that they mate to already existing headers that we offer here at Phoenix Contact. So if you're looking at the XPC and you're really interested in making a switch, but you're nervous about having to re-spin a board or do a major redesign, I want you to keep in mind that if you're already using our MC headers on a 3.5 millimeter pitch, these are compatible. They run on the same MC mating interface, and it is as easy as just switching the plug. No redesign necessary as long as the dimensions of the new plug fit within your application. And that's the same for our levered portfolio. So our levered connectors that are on a 3.81 millimeter pitch and a 5.08 millimeter pitch mate to MC headers and MSTB headers respectively. So there's a lot of different design options that don't require a total overhaul of redoing your application or board. And I think that's a huge benefit. And one of the best reasons to choose Phoenix Contact is just simply how large our portfolio is.
Yeah, it sounds like I can maybe upgrade, for want of a better word, my existing solution or delve into a new solution, but keep to maybe a trusted footprint or using headers that I've used in the past and just upgrade one end of it. That's pretty much where we're going here, right?
You bet. And to add to the two-piece solution and what is new from us, also, we do have a new series coming later this year or early next year called the SPC4. And that actually bridges a gap for us. It's on a 6.35 millimeter center line, one that we didn't historically support. But the biggest benefit of this is that it is a power style connector, achieving a UL recognition of 600 volts on a smaller center line, which on a 6.35 millimeter pitch, has not been historically hit by us. Normally, if you're getting that voltage, you're looking at around a 9.5 millimeter pitch or even larger than that. So it certainly gives you flexibility, gives you a compact power connector to help with space savings on the board. It's going to be a really nice portfolio rounding product for us.
So maybe we take a step forward now and maybe go in a slightly different direction, Colin. And I know Phoenix Contact have been moving into the board-to-board connectors, and there's been a couple of new product families coming out over the last couple of years. And I know it's been a big focus for us at TTI and also you guys at Phoenix Contact. Why don't you give us a little bit of an overview of the board-to-board range?
Our board-to-board range was started here at Phoenix Contact in about 2018. We started with two different products, one on a 0.8 millimeter center line and one on a 1.27 millimeter center line. The 0.8 product was a big innovative product for us with a unique, very robust contact system, dual-sided contact system that helps in high vibration environments and showcased our innovation and investment in the board-to-board product portfolio. The 1.27 millimeter center line was to offer a center line to our customers that is universally accepted and used in many applications today. And we wanted to provide customers with a center line they're already utilizing with a double-sided contact system as well. Since then, we've expanded into a universal pin and socket style connector in our FQ series that's offered in two different center lines, which is 1.27 and 2.54. It is perfect for signal style connections, very industrial connections, and all of our board-to-board products are gold plated, so something to keep in mind. We also did recently come out with the FS0.635. Just like its name, it's on a 0.635 millimeter pitch, supports data rates of up to 30 gigabits per second, and is offered in positions of anywhere from 20 to 80.
Thanks for that overview, Colin. So certainly from our listeners' point of view, a new, relatively new direction for Phoenix Contact. If I'm looking at the solutions you're bringing there, it's really looking like we've got 0.635, 0.8, 1.27, 2.54 board to board, fairly well covered from an options. Am I right in saying that you're also bringing the typical Phoenix robust, reliable interconnectivity solution to this marketplace as well?
You're correct. All of these connectors are designed with our team in Germany. And they are all surface mount, but they are designed to last and handle those high vibration environments. All of our board-to-board connectors feature guideposts to help secure it to the board. They all have features that help with easy mating so that pins aren't bent or broken upon mating two boards together. Customers come to expect the level of quality that we provide here at Phoenix, and our board-to-board portfolio is no different. For our customers, we wanted to be able to offer any type of product that they would need under one portfolio and be a one-stop shop. And we're simply doing that by adding board-to-board to our PCB portfolio.
That's great, Colin. Thanks very much for that. Okay, just maybe time for some final thoughts on what to either look forward to in 2024 or what to expect to maybe through the back end of 2023. Any thoughts for our listeners?
Yeah. Here at Phoenix Contact, we're really excited with what's coming out from us on a PCB terminal block and connector perspective. We have a lot of nice new products coming, unique termination technologies, unique to the market, and we're going to continue to build off of that. Our PushX connector that we're just releasing that's on a 3.5, we're going to expand into additional center lines. So more to come on that. Our levered product, we're continuing to roll new center lines out for that product as well. So there's going to be a ton of new products. We're continuing to expand board to board as we continue to invest in that segment. So we are very, very excited with what's to come. Exciting things from us here at Phoenix Contact.
Colin, that's great. Thanks very much. Appreciate you joining us today. Everybody, that was Colin Long from Phoenix Contact, giving us an overview of terminal blocks and board-to-board products with some exciting things to look forward to as we move into next year. Join us again for the next installment of Contact Point with TTI and Phoenix Contact. Thanks very much.
Thank you for joining us today on Contact Point. Keep up with the latest episodes on TTI.com/podcasts.